Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 9, day 5 of our study of Mark. I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and today we're talking about Mark 14, 66 through 72. Well, welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us and fill our hearts, flood our hearts with the knowledge of you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word and be reading today from the NIV. This is Mark 13, starting in verse 66. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. "You were also with the Nazarene Jesus," she said, but he denied it. "I don't know or understand what you're talking about," he said, and he went out into the entryway. Now, Peter said he wasn't going to fall away. He's already fled. Peter said that he would not deny Jesus. I mean, Mark says Peter went that extra step. He's like, "I'm not going to fall away. I'm not going to deny you." And Jesus says, "You're all going to fall away." And Peter, "Not only will you deny me, you'll do it three times. You'll do it three times before the rooster crows. Here's once." Verse 69. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Again, he denied it. Keeping track, that's two. That's two. Continuing on. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." Verse 71. He began to call down curses, and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Curses is generally you're invoking, at least in their culture, invoking the name of God. Maybe not, but almost certainly. And so in some ways, he's almost like taking the Lord's name in vain here to call these curses down on them and swearing by God or whatever, whoever, however he's doing it. Other gospels seem to allude that he also was like swearing like a sailor, not just like swearing, saying, "I swear to you," but using bad, dirty language in the midst of all of this. This is a low moment for Peter. This is a really low moment because he's just denied Jesus three times. He was 100% sure, 100% that he would never deny Jesus, not even once. And here's number three. Just like Jesus said. Just like he said. Verse 72. Immediately the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." And he broke down and wept. You know, John says that when Peter did this the third time, it just so happened that Jesus is being led from one place to another in the courtyard near where Peter and John were. And then when Peter denied Jesus the third time, he just happened to be walking by and Peter and Jesus locked eyes with one another. He's really smart. He's really good at this. Here's the important thing. Judas's allegiance changed. He turned on Jesus. Peter's allegiance didn't change. Peter got tempted and stumbled in fear, anxiety, whatever else was going on inside him. I don't really know. I don't know all of the things that was going on, Peter. I can imagine the things that would be going on in me. But whatever it was, he stumbled. His allegiance didn't change. And that distinction that Jesus made that night, he says, "You're all going to fall away. After you get back up, go meet me in Galilee." It seems almost poetic that the girl is like, the people are like, "You're a Galilean. You're from Galilee." I mean, in the midst of all of this, right, the distinction that Jesus made between Judas and the disciples is he said, one of you is going to betray me. Your allegiance is actually going to change from being one of us to being against me. You want to see me dead. You think that I am not exactly who you thought I was, and you're going to make war against the Messiah to kill me. Jesus said of that person, the one whose allegiance is against him, been better off if you'd not been born. To the rest that just fall away, he says, when you get back up, meet me in Galilee. For Peter, he goes away and weeps. And Jesus' word to him was, get up and meet me in Galilee. The next time Jesus is going to find Peter, it is going to be in Galilee. Peter's going to go to Galilee. And not knowing what else to do, Peter is going to go back to what he knows how to do. That's fish. And Jesus is going to find Peter fishing. That's how John tells it. For the 10-Week Bible Study, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.